Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something really practical for you as a valued donor to the NEO Fund. We want to explore how you can make sure every single dollar you give has the absolute maximum impact.
Yeah, maximizing impact really mirrors what the NEO Fund itself does so well.
Exactly. That internal efficiency is pretty remarkable.
It really is. I mean, think about it. 4,354 loans since 2009. And 94% of those went to low-income women in Nicaragua, Guatemala, and India.
Which is amazing in itself.
Right. But the model, it's not just about the money, the lending part. It's that combination with free business training, free coaching. That's quite unique.
That free coaching bit is so crucial, isn't it? It means the capital isn't just, you know, cycling through loans. It's actually building skills, creating local jobs, too.
Absolutely. The income from the loans helps pay the local staff doing that training, so it feeds back into the local economy.
Hmm.
And the whole idea is that every dollar you donate gets recycled over and over again, loan after loan. That keeps the interest rates incredibly low for the borrowers and keeps that essential training free.
Okay, so the fund itself is like this super efficient engine for impact.
Precisely.
Which leads to the big question. If the fund is that efficient, could the way we give the money be, well, more efficient too? Are we leaving something on the table there?
That's exactly where this conversation needs to go. And for many donors, especially those thinking strategically, the answer is often yes. There might be a better way.
And that way often involves something called a donor advised fund or a DF.
Right.
So let's break that down. What exactly is a DF in simple terms?
Okay, think of it like this. It's essentially a charitable investment account. Its whole purpose is to help you support the charities you care about, like the NEO Fund.
A dedicated account just for giving.
Exactly. And here's the immediate win for you, the donor. You make a contribution, could be cash, could be stock, or other assets to a sponsoring charity, like, say, Fidelity Charitable. That contribution is irrevocable.
Meaning you can't take it back.
Correct. But the moment you make it, you get the maximum possible tax deduction for that year right away. Even if you haven't decided exactly which charity gets the money yet or when.
Okay, so deduction first, granting later.
That's a key part. And the second win. The money sits in the DAF account, gets invested, and any growth is completely tax-free. So your initial donation can actually grow, potentially allowing you to give even more later on.
That tax-free growth sounds powerful. And you mentioned donating stock or other assets. That seems important.
Oh, it's huge. Especially appreciated assets, things like stock you've held for a while that's gone up in value.
Right.
Our sources show this is really common. For one major DAF sponsor, something like 63% of contributions last year were these non-cash assets.
Wow, over half. Why is that so advantageous?
It's about avoiding capital gains tax. If you own stock that's worth, say, $10,000 more than you paid for it,
yeah,
and you sell it, you owe tax on that $10K gain.
Mm-hmm.
But if you donate that stock directly to the DF, you generally don't pay that capital gains tax. Plus, you still get a deduction for the full fair market value.
So the charity gets the full value, and you avoid the tax hit. That could mean
potentially up to 20% more effectively going to the charity compared to selling first and donating the cash proceeds. It stretches your donation further.
That's really smart. And it gives you flexibility with tax planning too, right?
Definitely. People often use DFs to bunch donations.
Yeah.
Maybe you give several years worth of donations into your DF in 1 year, perhaps when your income is high, to maximize that tax deduction.
Okay.
Then you can recommend grants from the DF to the NEO Fund steadily over the next few years, providing consistent support.
And you mentioned the sponsor handles things.
Yeah, that's another big benefit. The sponsoring organization, Fidelity Charitable, Schwab Charitable, Vanguard Charitable are the big ones. They handle all the tricky stuff, the investment management, the record keeping, issuing tax receipts. It simplifies things a lot for you.
So where do you actually open one? You mentioned Fidelity, Schwab, Vanguard. Are those the main places?
Well, those are the largest, yeah, often affiliated with the big financial institutions. They represent the fastest growing part of the DAF world. But there are others too, like community foundations.
Okay. Do you have to use the company where you already have, say, your investment accounts?
Good question. No, not necessarily. While they're sponsored by those financial firms, the DAFs themselves are legally separate public charities, 501c3s.
Oh, okay.
So you can choose which sponsor makes the most sense for you. You basically have advisory privileges. You recommend how the money is invested within options they provide. And critically, you recommend where the grants go, like to the NEO Fund.
Got it. So you set up the account, you fund it maybe with appreciated stock, for that extra efficiency.
Yeah.
And then the final step is just telling the DEF sponsor, okay, send a grant to the NEO fund.
Exactly. You recommend the grant. And you can often set up recurring grants too. Imagine setting up a regular quarterly or annual grant automatically going to the NEO fund. That provides predictable, reliable funding for their work.
Which really helps them plan and sustain that loan recycle system we talked about.
Absolutely. Tying it all back, using a DE is just a really tax-smart, efficient way to make sure your generous capital is working as hard as possible, even before it technically lands with the NEO fund. You're compounding your impact right from the start.
It really aligns with the whole NEO fund ethos of making every dollar count again and again, and thinking longer term. This could be a powerful tool for legacy planning too, couldn't it?
For sure. You can name your DAF account as a beneficiary in your will, or maybe on a retirement account.
So your support for the NEO fund continues even after you're gone.
Right. It ensures that your commitment to empowering these women entrepreneurs carries on efficiently and seamlessly. It's a way to make your giving truly sustainable across generations. Mm-hmm. That feels like a really meaningful way to wrap things up.